Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the Crows in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is out in Los Angeles this morning, as usual. And the lovely Roberta Fasanelli in New York City with the issues of the day, the things that people will be talking about. We're going to have a conversation with Jada Pinkett Smith, who is the producer of a new... This is a television show or a movie, Jennifer?
This is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
AMC Today, yes.
Yeah, right. This is a story of Angela Davis. Who had lots of political connections. It's actually a powerful story, so we'll talk to her about that in a moment. Speaking of powerful stories, there's something floating around today that is different than what we had thought regarding the death of Natalie Wood, a big film star. She died falling off of a boat, supposedly, that was occupied by three people: her husband Robert Wagner, and their friend Christopher Walken. So the speculation has been for years that Walken was having an affair with Wood. Apparently, that is not the case. So the news story, which not too many people had thought of.
Oh, no.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Go ahead, Jennifer. You can do the dirty work.
Oh, thank you. Well, this actually, to me, it plays out and makes some sense. Because, you know, when you hear all these theories, you have to actually visualize them in your brain and think, will this make really, you know, does this have any sense to it? But maybe. The National Enquirer revealed that the new theory is that Natalie Wood may have walked in on her husband, Robert Wagner, doing the horizontal mambo with Christopher Walken.
Oh, no.
Which caused Natalie Wood and Robert Wagner to fight, and then ultimately led to her being so upset that she had this unexplained drowning, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is not just something that's coming out of the ethos. Apparently, some lifeguard who kept a log of what was going on.
It's torn and unreadable in parts, but the portion that is legible reads, quote, also known, Chris Walken and Robert Wagner were engaged in sexual activity in cab of boat. That Miss Woods found both of them together, stated they took her away in a, and then that's gone, was the last time she was seen alive. The lifeguard was working the night that Natalie Woods died, and he said he made notes after the detectives in the case told him it was a possible scenario they were looking into as a motive for a crime that may have been committed.
Yeah. This goes back to 1981.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So there's something to chew on. That's a bad choice of words.
Wow.
Sorry. Anyway, Jada Pinkett Smith, in just a moment, stand by on Good Day.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in the March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and give a healthy beginning to their newborns. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3, instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Woke up this morning, looked at your picture. Think about when I'ma get with ya. Hit ya on your two ways, simply to say. I got to see you today, they say. Love is a gamble, and if so, baby, I'm the Bellagio. I can't lose, and I guess that made you the mirage. Wait, you more exotic than that. You like the Taj Mahal, mama. You a treasure to me. Life with you is a pleasure to me, and I'ma make sure no man ever measure to me. Like running things, you and me are together forever. I got an interview to do. To the plane at two.
I love this.
Wear that black dress, boo.
Could there be more talent in their house, do you think?
I'm a kid. Like
bursting at the seams.
Let's listen to Jada come in here, Bill.
A thousand kisses from you is never too much.
Never too much.
She's in.
The voice of Jada Pinkett Smith on Good Day, 12 after the hour. Jada Pinkett Smith, American actress, singer, songwriter, businesswoman, wife of Will Smith. She started back in 1990, Richie, made a guest appearance on True Colors, which wasn't around for that long, but she was in A Different World. That was the Bill Cosby show.
Mm-hmm.
She was opposite Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor. She's been in a lot of different dramatic films and has now put together a film that she wants to spend some time talking about. Free Angela and All Political Prisoners tells the story of how a young professor's social justice activism implicates her in a botched kidnapping attempt that ends with a bloody shootout there. Well, there's a whole story from the FBI. I'll get to that in a second. Jada Pinkett Smith, welcome to Good Day. Nice to have you here. I don't think we've talked to you before.
No, but I have to tell you, you guys made me smile. You took me back with that song. I haven't heard
love,
it in years.
Love that song, 1,000 Kisses. Love it.
That's a good
great
thing.
Way to start my morning. Thank
How
you
about,
for that.
Let's talk about your children. I bet you that that's a great way. Everybody talks about Will and you. You both have established careers, but now your children are establishing themselves. And I wonder at what point the two of you, i.e. you and your husband, saw something in your children. Did you encourage it, or did it just come out and you decided, okay, we ought to do something with this?
You know, it's so funny because Willow and Jaden both saw it in themselves. I mean, I've always seen it in my children, but I wasn't going to necessarily tell them to pursue, a career in the business. But it started with Jaden when we were sitting at the table and Will and I were talking about auditions for his son that he was looking for, a pursuit of happiness, and how difficult of a time they were having, and Jaden just said, Daddy, I can do it.
I've got experience here.
And I looked at Will, and Will said, do you want to audition? And in that moment, you know, Jaden said yes, and then I pulled Will aside. I said, Will, I need to make it very clear to you, if he auditions, he's going to get the role. So I said, I need you to be clear that this is something you really want to do. And Jaden auditioned like 3 times. Even the studio at first did not want Jaden in Pursuit of Happiness. They just didn't think that it would work, and they had a problem with Jaden actually being Will's real son. But nobody could come in and do a better job than him. They had no choice. It got to the point that I even pulled him out. I said, he will not audition again. If you want him, you come see us, and if you don't, then it's fine. And eventually they came back and hired him.
Really?
See, people think because he's Will's son, he would have had it much easier. And the problem is, they actually don't. They don't have it easier. People question you even more, you know. So it was an interesting ride. And then Willow, when we were in China, she made a song and said, Mommy, I want to sing.
And boy, can she.
She's
so good.
The fact that you guys actually pulled off a remake of The Karate Kid and everybody liked it and it was a great remake, to me, was the most impressive thing. Because there's a movie where you go, you're messing with my movies from my childhood.
Yeah,
you guys
absolutely.
Did it.
Congratulations. Absolutely. That was challenging for us.
I'm sure.
We took that challenge on.
Mm. All right, so the movie that you're working with and associated with now, Free Angel and All Political Prisoners, is this a story that means something to you other than telling a story? The root of the story, how deep does that go with you?
I tell you, when I first saw this documentary, I was quite surprised that I didn't know the story. And in the way, I thought that I knew the Angela Davis story, and I actually thought I knew this era as well. And what I realized is this is a very important part of American history, despite how you might feel about Angela Davis's personal convictions or even her personal political views. Still a very important aspect, a very important piece of our American history. And I had no idea how impactful this particular Angela Davis was during this time, not only in our nation, but really with the world. It resonated with me in the idea that I deserve the right to know this story, and so do the rest of us. And I was very upset that I hadn't been taught history this way in school. And so right away I decided I had to assist this movie in any way possible.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about Angela Davis. Just a quick thumbnail sketch for those who do not remember her politics, for those who do not remember her being charged as a terrorist. What is her story? Because it does go back 40 years.
Yeah, it does. She began as a professor at, she was starting out at UCLA as a professor, and it was found that she was part of the Communist Party, so she was released from UCLA. And then she, from there, received many, many death threats and felt the need to purchase several guns, which ended up being a part of a crime, a murder in Marin County, in which she was accused of being a part of. And so the story is basically surrounding this trial and her involvement in this particular incident.
Mm-hmm. So you felt it was important because the story, you don't think, got told correctly through the years?
Oh, no, I think that it got told, you know, kind of through a narrow view. What I didn't recognize was she really became kind of a figure of justice and freedom. And for many people in our nation and around the world, based upon the idea of the necessity of her being able to have whatever political views she may choose and having a fair.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. PM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
What's the deal?
Are you sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene,
yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space.
Okay.
I like what I'm hearing. Roll it.
One, two, three, four.
All of us who are so focused on digital recording, the world hungering, Roberta, for musical authenticity. And what better instrument to satisfy the hunger than the noble cowbell? That Saturday Night Live skit, the basic cries for more cowbell, that sounded an awful lot like, what's his face? Christopher Walken. Was that voice Christopher Walken?
That was Christopher Walken. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, so we have put together our own...
Well, we haven't. We're just telling you the list that ultimateclassicrock.com has put together.
Oh, I thought this was our list.
This is the ultimateclassicrock.com list of top 10 cowbell songs.
Perfect, Richie.
Somebody's actually taking the time and gets paid for this.
Yeah, 10.
To put together the top 10.
All right, so we're going from number 10 to number 1, right?
Right, and some of them, it's not apparent right away, and some of them, it is. Like number 10's Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick. And you can hear it right there. Not as pronounced as No Brother.
Now it's number 9.
Number 9 is Rick Derringer's Rock and Roll Boochie Goo. And it comes a little bit later, so we'll just kind of skip through it. Number 8 is Born on the Bayou by CCR.
Number top 10 cowbell songs.
And it's not number 1 because you have to wait for the cowbell to come in. So number 7 is Fool for the City by Foghat.
So far I'm not hearing too many cowbells.
Yeah, no, that's why they're not in the top 5. So number 6 is Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free. So I'm stone free to do what I want. There
it is. All right, let's get to number 5.
Number 5 is Jennifer's all-time favorite song.
Don't do it to me, please.
Here, more.
This is good. Let this play out. Oh,
we got to move along. We got this
all night long. All
my friends. Number four is Nazareth's Hair of the Dog.
But you're having fun with
this. That's great stuff.
All right,
love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
All right.
More cowbell, more cowbell. Number three is, of course, what gave us the Saturday Night Live skit, Don't Fear the Reaper.
That's a great song. In and of itself.
Here it comes.
With or without the bells. But who's this group, Richie?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Number two is Grand Funk's Railroad.
No, it isn't. It's Grand Funk Railroad.
We're an American Band.
We're an American Band. American Band.
Number one! And the number one cowbell song in rock and roll history, Doug?
Hold on, wait, wait. Gotta be a Rolling Stones song.
Number one song is.
There we go.
Honky Tonk
Stones. Oh my god.
Never get tired of lists in rock history.
You got it. Hi, it's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Get up, gentle borrow queen in the house.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, You're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour, another half hour of conversation here, the best stories of the day, what's your favorite so far? Actually, if you've been listening for a while, you've not heard us really use the same word in the same sentence twice. Not a good idea. The story from Doug, if you hadn't said anything, Jennifer, I wouldn't even be thinking about what it is that I'm saying, but every time I put some thought into what I'm saying, I am tripping behind, what is the old expression, your tongue gets caught behind your eyes?
Yes.
Can't see what you're saying. the mother in Texas who made an interesting decision. She waited for a long time. Her son was shot. She did not take him to the hospital. She went to WebMD instead.
Sure, that's what you do, isn't it?
On how to treat a gunshot wound.
The one time that WebMD will be right, you're going to die.
Right.
Because that's pretty much their prognosis for everything.
This 14-year-old was shot in the leg by Peter Rodriguez, a friend who lived in the same home with this other family. Rodriguez, 23, allegedly playing with a pistol. He pointed it at the 14-year-old, pulled the trigger, and guess what? There was a bullet in it.
What a moron.
Oh, my God, these people. So the shooting was caught on tape by a surveillance video system inside the house.
You have to go to the website. Go to DougStephan.com and look at this house.
Yeah.
The house is like some shack out in the country, yet they have this surveillance system outside and inside.
Gotta make sure you protect yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my God, these people are something else. Hey. All right, so in a moment we're going to meet Sally Fallon Morrell, who's the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, experts in food and food history, et cetera, et cetera.
I like that place.
Before what, the Weston A. Price Foundation?
Yeah, they have great stuff.
They have a lot of information. We go there all the time for info, Richie. Google Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody watch this? Kenny, you were paying attention to this announcement made this week about what Google is going to be selling? Computer.
I've seen Google
eyeglasses,
Glass, but I
call Google Glasses.
Right.
Right.
So they are not going to. They made a big decision this week. They are not going to sell advertising on the Google Glass.
Oh.
Radio, television, newspapers, magazines,
are trying to counter what Google is doing, and every time they turn around, Google one-ups them because of the creative, clever way they have of delivering their product. So now they're going to like sunglasses. You'll be able to get Google glasses, and there are some things that you can do to...
There's a fully working computer on the inside of the lens.
Yeah.
And to you, it looks like about a 7-foot-long widescreen TV that the computer is on, because it's, I mean, basically 3/4 of an inch from your eye.
Yeah. Are you going to be outlawed from wearing them while you're driving a car?
Well,
you think about all of the ramifications of a pair of glasses.
Imagine, yeah, the distractions could
be
definitely
an issue. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Right. Well, how's that any different than having a television screen right in front of you,
well,
no matter
what if you have Google Maps open and they're giving you directions as you drive?
Yeah, but
weird. It's so close to your brain. Oh, I don't know.
It's really a life-changing thing.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, very strange.
Let's find out about foods you should be aware of. I'm sure this will turn into, well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I don't know, because I never, as you know, I'm not interested in talking to the people that I put on the air before I put them on the air. I don't want to rehearse what the answers will be, but because I know about the Weston A. Price Foundation, actually Sally has been here before, we're going to talk about what the Weston A. Price Foundation promotes and why it's important at this time of year, especially as you begin to think about what you want to either go get at a local produce place or how you're getting the things that you're ingesting into your body in general. She's the author of, by the way, the cookbook called Nourishing Traditions. So we'll hear from her in just a moment here on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
Did you know that in 1 year, most Americans use over 100 newly mined minerals? These minerals go into everyday items like cell phones, laptops, cars, life-saving medical devices, and even buildings. Katie Sweeney with the National Mining Association has more.
Minerals from alumina to zinc are essential to the products we use every day. We don't see them, but we couldn't get along without them. Minerals also create jobs, power the economy, and strengthen our national security.
What minerals are mined here in the U.S.?
We produce gold, iron ore, copper, phosphate rock, and zinc. Some of the most innovative technologies, like wind turbines, solar panels, laptops, and smartphones, use these and other minerals. There's actually more gold in a pound of electronics than in a pound of gold ore. That's why we need public policies today that will let U.S. producers meet tomorrow's mineral needs.
To learn more, visit mineralsmakelife.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Summer's all about fun, but it's important to protect your skin from harmful UV rays. To help stay protected, Banana Boat Sunscreen tests their products in 7 conditions. Sun, pool water, ocean water, wind, sweat, sand, and heat. So the fun can go on. Dancing with the Stars winner, Melissa Rycroft.
I'm the mom of a very active 2-year-old, so we spend lots of time outside. While there's nothing I love more than family fun in the sun, I know how important sun protection is.
What do you do to protect yourself in the sun?
I love Banana Boat sun care products for my family. The fact they're tested in 7 conditions reassures me we're safe from the sun's harmful rays. I'm excited to partner with Banana Boat Sunscreen for the Unconditional Fun Sweepstakes, where families can enter to win weekly prizes, including the ultimate family getaway to Great Wolf Lodge Water Park Resort.
For more, visit Facebook.com/Banana Boat Brand. Broad spectrum products do not include tanning, oil, or SPF 100 products.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
19 before the hour, actually. Doug's Good Day program with Jennifer Rich, Kenny, and Sally Fallon Morrell, who is the president of the Weston A. Price Foundation, a nutrition education nonprofit with 500 chapters around our country and around the world. They promote the use of nutrient-dense foods. So, Sally, since you've been here before, a lot of things have changed in the real world. This is not one of them. Will you explain to folks what it means to be interested in nutrient-dense food?
Well, it means to eat the very foods that we're told not to eat. It means to eat the nutrient-dense animal foods, and of course my favorite food is butter, and butter is a very healthy fat, especially when it comes from grass-fed
animals. Mine is raw milk.
Raw milk is mine. Raw milk, what we call real milk, because we mean milk that has all the fat in it and it comes from pasture-fed animals and is unpasteurized. So real milk, butter, meat fats, organ meats. So we need to go back to eating liver and pate and liverwurst and all those good things. Seafoods, of course. The most nutrient-dense seafood is fish eggs, which traditional cultures highly valued, especially for having healthy babies.
Isn't caviar
yeah,
fish egg?
So this is a caviar and pate diet.
Good for you. That's how we all want to live.
And we also promote the use of cod liver oil for vitamins A and D, which are the two vitamins that are so greatly missing in the modern diet.
All right. So Weston A. Price, just as a curio, I know that you've been close to this for a long time, and it happens that the Weston A. Price Foundation is running an independent research lab now to study these foods at the University of Illinois. How'd that come to be?
Well, we became acquainted with Dr. Fred Kumerow, who has been in charge of a laboratory at the University of Illinois for really about 50 years. He is 98 years old.
God love him.
He's written over 400 peer-reviewed papers.
Oof.
And he is totally on our page. He eats butter. He has warned about... He was the researcher who found out why trans fats were so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he also warns about the dangers of vegetable oils. And if we can raise enough money, we will have complete access to this lab and be able to do the research that we've always wanted to do. We already support a researcher there who is working on vitamins A and D and their role in preventing heart disease. So we have a campaign going on right now. If you go to our website, westonaprice.org, you can click on the donate page. It's very easy to donate. And what we're really looking for is lots of small donations. Mm-hmm. If everyone listening would go and donate $20, if all our members would donate $20, we would have what we need to keep this laboratory
going. It's kind of like a crowd fund without it being a crowd fund.
Right.
Yeah, it is. So let's go back for a second, Sally. We're having a conversation with Sally Fallon Morrell, who's the president of Weston A. Price Foundation. Vegetable fats, why do we stay away from them?
Well, these are manufactured fats. We call them industrial oils. They come from seeds. They are highly processed in facilities that are like oil refineries. The vegetable...
Wait a minute, hold on. Let's not lose sight of that graphic in our minds, our imagination.
They use the same equipment in these facilities that they use in oil refineries.
Mm-hmm. Oil refineries and your health, folks. How does that make you feel? Canola oil, would you say? Sunflower oil? All those oils?
Yes, sunflower, soy.
Well, flaxseed. We hear a lot of good things about flaxseed.
Well, leave aside flaxseed because that can have good effects if it's truly cold pressed.
Yep.
But that's not the kind of oils that are being processed in these facilities. And the liquid vegetable oils are inherently fragile and dangerous because they break down into free radicals. And this happens in spades with this industrial processing. And these free radicals cause oxidation. They cause the oxidation of cholesterol in the body, and that's the kind of cholesterol that's bad for us. But if we're not eating liquid vegetable oils, then the cholesterol does not harm us.
Now, how is it that there is so much disagreement in this? I know you and I, and the first time you met, I think you remember that I have the raw milk dairy outside of Boston, Framingham. So that was our first encounter. And then the conversation about what really is just so dramatic when you present these findings. But yet people on the other side will be as dramatic as well. And I know you get into lots of debates about this. because somebody says one thing that you seem to say, okay, this feels comfortable and I agree with it. And then someone else will say, well, the science shows that this is true and that's not true. So how the heck do you know what to believe?
Well, the vegetable oil industry has been working for 100 years to demonize their competition and to make the American public think that vegetable oils are healthy. And they have a lot of money to do this, billions of dollars. They are probably our strongest lobby, and most people have never heard of them. And they have actually been able to skew the direction of university research to sort of buy off government agencies and to influence how this research is presented to the public.
Well, let's look at Jennifer, who's here with me, and I go off frequently now about the FDA because there's so many people in the FDA from Monsanto and how they're influencing what gets done there. Again, you think the government is supposed to be credible, although most of us don't believe much about what the government has to say if we think it through, but a lot of people don't. They just see FDA, we got to do what they tell us to do.
And it's axiomatic that if you set up a government agency to police a certain industry, by 10 years that industry will have gotten control of that agency.
And
that happened with the FDA in the 1970s. The vegetable oil industry got control of the FDA, and since then it's just been, you know, like a juggernaut. They control the media. They're on interlocking directories with the media and universities, and so we get this absolutely relentless barrage of propaganda telling us not to eat butter, not to eat meat fats, not to use lard. And I'll give you a good example. When finally the industry and the government had to admit that trans fats were extremely bad for us, they used that as a platform to keep on demonizing butter.
Yeah.
They kept saying they're just as bad as butter. And as a matter of fact, butter has all the opposite effects from trans fat. Butter has good effects on the body and trans fats.
The thing that you want to maybe remember is all the promotion went into margarine, and then you figure out 20 years later it's basically plastic. They make PCV pipe from the same stuff that they're putting the margarine.
So when the margarine was real, when people, they just couldn't defend margarine anymore.
No.
They started to push these soft spreads. I can't believe it's not butter. And these are just as dangerous. They may be lower in trans fats, but they're just loaded with these industrial oils full of free radicals.
Well, this is the idea here is to promote healthy food, have you get an idea of what's what, the local war movement, pushing people. I mean, the laughable thing about raw milk is that the government, the FDA, the USDA will tell you that it's unhealthy, and then they are okay with smoking tobacco. I mean, it's just the ludicrous
stuff.
Well,
and they're okay with breastfeeding, and breastfeeding is raw milk after all.
Yeah, let's outlaw breastfeeding, see how far that goes.
By the way, there's a brand new study out showing that Amish children, raw milk fed Amish children, have much better immune systems than children fed pasteurized milk who grew up on farms. So we really have a tremendous amount of evidence that raw milk protects against asthma, allergies, and eczema, which I want to remind you, asthma is a life-threatening illness that kills 1,500 people per year.
Yep, it really
raw
is.
Milk has never killed anybody. So.
No, but you wouldn't get that out of the government and all these idiots from the FDA. All right, Sally, good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Website Weston A. Price Foundation. Go there, and maybe you can invest a few bucks in keeping that laboratory going that they're talking about. Sally, thanks. It's 10 before the hour.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review, some of the hot medical news and stories of the week, including a focus on diet, specifically the Mediterranean diet, how it may be good for you in ways that heretofore were unaccounted for, Ken.
Great news out of the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry this week, Doug, that a Mediterranean diet with added extra virgin olive oil or mixed nuts seems to improve the brain power of older people better than advising them to follow a low-fat diet. A Mediterranean diet is characterized by the use of virgin olive oil as the main culinary fat, high consumption of fruits, vegetables, and pulses, and moderate to high consumption of fish and seafood.
And this is something we've been talking about for a long time, really, how good this diet is for you. It just adds to it.
Adds to it. It just lowers the inflammation, lowers the cholesterol, very heart healthy, very circulation healthy.
For, as a reminder, Dr. Ken, for those of you who don't know or aren't familiar with him, he's here on my program during the week, and we do a two-hour special, sort of an extravaganza, how-to health on the weekend. You can find us anytime on a lot of radio stations that carry the Monday through Friday program, carry the weekend show as well. You can check it out at DougSteffen.com or DrKenShow.com. And as a cardiologist, he studies matters of the heart in a different way. Noise and dirty air, not good for your clients, your patients, Dr. Ken.
Exactly. American Thoracic Society this week that air pollution and noise pollution, they both may boost the risk of heart disease. Both air pollution and noise pollution, they represent important health problems. So sadly, people who live near highways, Doug, they're being harmed by air pollution and by noise pollution.
Wow, look out for that. As if that weren't enough, the obesity epidemic, abused children. Now, how do we mean? Physically, mentally, emotionally?
are at risk for obesity?
Doug, children who are physically, sexually, or emotionally abused or neglected, they're at greater risk for obesity later in life. So child abuse can be viewed as a modifiable risk factor for obesity.
A CT scan is a CAT scan, right?
Exactly.
All right. They now, according to the research, have been able to reduce lung cancer deaths, they being doctors, by using the CAT scans. I thought this was kind of old hat.
Well, this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine about the benefits of screening, that about 158,000 people die from lung cancer in America each year, often because it's detected too late for effective treatment. And the news this week out of the New England Journal of Medicine is that low-dose CT scans, they can save lives. Low-dose CT scans pick up significantly more lung tumors than a chest X-ray can. And by identifying malignancies sooner, low-dose CT scans will reduce the death tally. So you want to screen current and former heavy smokers, especially once they get into their 50s.
What happens in a CAT scan versus an MRI? How different are they?
Well, the CAT scan uses radiation. The MRI uses magnets to image. And what we find for looking for lung cancer, it seems like the CT scan is the most effective. And sometimes the MRI, especially when you're looking at the spinal cord, is more helpful. But there's just benefits for imaging using one or the other.
One of the things, a quick moment or two on this 3D printer. Guy who had a face transplant, they used a lot of things that they made in a 3D printer to fix his face. Did you see that?
Yes, and this week the big news is the child whose airway was manufactured by a 3D printer saved his life, and that's an amazing breakthrough, never ever been done before.
Right. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who bring Cardiol to our country to help lower your cholesterol. It's an excellent way for you to deal with a problem that Ken has to deal with, and so many of you, every day.
Doug, did you know the leading cause of death in America? It's heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I want to talk to everybody about safely managing their cholesterol levels. And one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is definitely this cholesterol. As a cardiologist, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help my patients lower their cholesterol. And I found that one of the best products is all-natural Cardiol. Because Cardiol, it's imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements made in America. The results, a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using Cardiol, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
I had great results using Cardiol. You can too. Get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol by calling 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Ken for the free 30-day Ken trial. That's cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424. Why wouldn't you want to get a free 30-day trial of this wonderful supplement, Cardiol?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.